It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning here on The Morning Show, we go to the hotline and welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
Fine, Rocco. Thank you.
Great to hear, Dave. Great to hear. Wanted to start with a story talking about Elyria right here in the downtown area where our WEOL studios are located. Kevin Martin had the latest in Monday's Chronicle Telegram if our listeners want to read up some more on this. But discussions continuing on what to do with that old Shane Furniture building, again, right here in downtown Elyria. So, Dave, what's the latest here?
Yeah, well, you know it as it still has the letters up, up on the front. Says Shane Furniture right there on the facade. Used to be, and people, people who have been in Elyria a lot longer than I have will remember it as the old JCPenney building. Now this building has been and was as of last year condemned by the city for multiple code violations. It's not structurally sound. Some of it's collapsing to the alley behind. There's a lot of water in the basement, debris, and just a mess through the building. Inadequate fire protection, electrical hazards, all sorts of problems. There's just a lot of work that would need to be done to bring this back up to code. And the city basically said, it's condemned for safety violations and for human habitation or for any kind of workplace or employment. Now, at this point, Elyria Community Partnership told City Council just about a week ago now that it's still having discussions about the property at 327 Broad Street, reviewing its options, wants to work with the city to see what they can do. City Council was had some concerns about this particular project, whether or not the building could actually be saved. Councilwoman Donna Mitchell notably said, asked her colleagues why they're still discussing the Shane building when they voted that it should be condemned and demolished. It's been deemed a hazard at this point. But Mike Griffin from Elyria Community Partnership, basically said, we want to take a really good look at this building, whether or not it can be rescued. It has some historic value. It dates back to 1921. It was first the Lewis Mercantile Company building, later on JCPenney, and then again, of course, later on Shane Furniture. Now there were some bids that were taken out for demolition. Not clear if the city, had awarded any of those contracts yet. Kevin wasn't able to find that information, but this is something that's just continuing on. So we'll find out if this is going to be a part of the redevelopment of downtown Elyria.
Wow, interesting stuff here with that building, and I certainly see the points made by both sides here. Of course. By Griffin there from the community partnership, and I like his quote here towards the end where he talks about, "Hey, I'm not willing to tie myself in front of the doors in front of a bulldozer." I thought that could have made a funny picture for the front of the Chronicle, but very interesting to see the conversations that continue to happen with this Shane Furniture building. As you said, Dave, even more longtime Elyria residents know it as the old JCPenney building, but we'll continue to follow that story and see what all happens there. Thank you for the update, Dave. Other story I wanted to discuss here with you this morning comes from your colleague, Renee Jeffers, in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Out in Vermilion, a new village or facility, however you want to call it here, aimed towards women and children in need. So this is great stuff happening here in Vermilion. Again, Dave, what do we need to know?
Yeah, so this is a neat project that I've been following, and Renee got to write the story about the. I was a little jealous she got to write the story about the the final step for the Village in Vermilion. This is a project that came out of some assistance. It developed with some assistance from the Ohio Department of Mental Health, the local Mars Board, but Road to Hope. And it's Executive Director Jeff Kams, who I've spoken with a number of times and done reports on this project in the past. Again, Road to Hope has a mission, and its mission is basically to help people who are who've got alcohol and other chemical addictions, to get them from a point where they're in the throes of addiction to a stable environment where they have housing. And a lot of these women end up, having their children with them. This facility, which is called the Village in Vermilion, is primarily for women and women with children. and it can house up to 18 women and 24 children. It's the newest in sort of Road to Hope's network of recovery homes that they have. They also have one on the west side of Vermilion, which is called Genesis by the Lake. This one, that's a little more geared for women, kind of an earlier recovery. The first families arrived Tuesday. So that was really cool, and they did sort of their grand opening ribbon cutting last week. Really neat project. Takes an old motel that was in that was on Liberty Avenue there in Vermilion, and poured a couple million dollars, just about a little more than $3 million into this, and yeah, just a place where people in recovery, women, you know, who have kids, the women themselves being in recovery, can go and have a stable place to live, a safe place to live. You know, they'll have chores, curfew, attend recovery meetings, hold jobs, pay, you know, a small amount of rent. The average stay is going to be about 9 months, thereabouts. You know, and that's a little higher than your average recovery with recovery stay, which is about 5.5, maybe 6 months or so. And yeah, it takes an old building and just repurposes it for a good cause. So this is really a neat project, and you can read more about that in a rainy story at chronicletea.com.
Wow, fantastic stuff there, Dave. And as you mentioned, if our listeners are interested in finding out more about this, you can head on over to chronicletea.com. Check out that digital e-edition. Just awesome stuff here. I know we here at WEOL do a lot with the Blessing House, which, you know, a little bit, obviously a bit of a different facility and a little bit of a different goal or objective, I guess, with what they do, a different mission. But still, anything that sort of helps our community members in need, particularly the women and children in need, that's awesome stuff right there. Again, Dave O'Brien is our guest on the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, I think the cool story that I'm looking forward to reading is is going to be Kevin Martin's story. We got a tour of the closing Avon Lake power plant. Took a lot of photos and got a lot of cool stuff out of that. Kevin has a whole write up that'll be in this morning's Chronicle. Also, Jason Hawk did a story. I'll have a story about Wellington launching memorial banners for its quote hometown heroes, which is kind of neat. And I know Jason put a lot of work into that. Yeah, and then just hopefully some court news, possibly some county news from myself. We'll see what happens if I meet deadline or not. and yeah, you know, that's kind of what you're gonna see in the Chronicle Telegram in the print edition or at chronicletea.com.
Sounds good, Dave. Again, you heard him. You can go to chronicletea.com for that digital e-edition or pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today. I'm looking forward to Kevin's piece on that Avon Lake power plant as well. I remember last year, I think the story broke about what all might be going on in the future long term with that facility, and that'll be pretty cool to see what all's happening on the inside of there. So good stuff again at chronicletea.com for that digital e-edition or pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram. All right, Dave, before I let you go, we got to get to my favorite part of the week. It's scanner story time. Hope you all have your ears on that scanner. Dave, what's the story of the week as far as the scanner side of things go?
Well, I would never hate. I would never want to let you down, Rocco. And I got a good one this time around. And again, this is from at @NEO_scan at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. We're going to go to Lakewood, Dateline Lakewood. A disturbance at the Dunkin' Donuts on West 117th. A woman reacting to a discrepancy in her order was screaming and trying to pry off the drive-through window.
Hey, you can't mess with a woman's coffee. I think we all know the results that are coming right there. That actually used to be my Dunkin' of all Dunkins that I used to go to. So fortunately, my trips there never came with such drama. But wow, that is wow, interesting stuff over there at the Lakewood Dunkin'. Entertaining scanner story as always, my friend. And I appreciate the update with those stories we talked about earlier. Again, you can go to chronicletea.com for the latest or pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today. Dave, thank you very much for the time this week. Always appreciate our conversations. Looking forward to talking some more with you next week.
For sure. Sounds good, Rocco.